This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll take a look at today's federal appeals court ruling on the NSA's phone data collection program.
First, Republican lawmakers advanced a set of bills yesterday which would mandate food stamp recipients buy healthy food with their benefits and not so-called luxury foods.
Also yesterday, details on the cost of that proposal were released with estimates that it could cost millions of dollars to implement. That came at the same time the state learned its revenue estimate would not be revised upwards and remains in a budget deficit.
Here with us now to share the details on the SNAP benefits proposal is Patrick Marley, state government reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Patrick, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, do we have a sense of how much it would cost to implement these food stamp restrictions?
It's incredibly vague. The Department of Health Services has come up with an indeterminate estimate that says only it would cost several million dollars. A lot of this is driven by the software that would need to be installed in grocery stores so that you'd know which food would qualify and which wouldn't, and they just don't really have a good handle on what that would cost.
Now, as I understand it, the federal government would pay for the benefits. The state has to pay for the running of the program.
The state and the federal government share the cost of running the program. The benefits are entirely paid by the federal government. It was about $1.2 billion a year. Running the program is much less than that, and that's a shared cost. This would be a state initiative, so the state would have to bear most of the cost, for instance, of installing this software.
Now, there are two parts to these restrictions. One, that recipients would have to buy a majority of healthy foods, and two, that recipients could not buy so-called luxury foods. And let's start with that first. What is the thinking behind this?
Sure. So there's really the only ban on a so-called luxury food is on lobster, crab, or other shellfish. It just says you couldn't use food stamps for that. And the argument there, the proponents say, is if you're low income enough that you need assistance with groceries, you shouldn't be buying that kind of food. And then the second part of the bill says that two-thirds of your benefit can only go toward certain things that they are deemed healthy or nutritional. There are some things that people typically would think are nutritional that isn't on their list, and they say, well, you can pick that up with the other third of your benefits where you have more freedom on how it's used.
Who decides what's healthy and what isn't healthy?
So they base their list off of the Women, Infants, and Children program, which is another nutrition program where people, women and young children, can get assistance. And that's a more restrictive list than food stamps. So they've taken that list and then they've supplemented it with a few things like most kinds of meat, produce, potatoes, these kinds of things. And they've tried to keep that somewhat limited. In a nod to us being the dairy state, they've added all dairy products, so you could buy ice cream, for instance, with your that would count toward your two-thirds of healthy money.
And shellfish is considered one of these luxury foods, as I understand it, including shrimp, which is high in protein. Our producer looked at the cost of shrimp online, found that you can buy a 12-ounce bag for about $5, not too different from costs of other animal protein. So is shrimp really a luxury food? How do we begin to parse these things?
Well, I think that's a good question for the sponsors of this bill. One of the things that they say is that there is no perfect way to determine, there are new products coming out of the market all the time. There's no perfect way to determine what is nutritional and what's not, what would be an appropriate use. But they say we need to put some restrictions in place because if people are getting government money to buy products, the government should have some say into what they can buy.
We're talking right now with Patrick Marley from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about Republican state lawmakers who are looking to mandate that food stamp recipients buy what's defined as healthy food and not buy so-called luxury foods that could include shellfish, it looks like. And Patrick, cheese has been also at the center of this, maybe as a sign that we're in Wisconsin, but, sharp cheddar is controversial here as opposed to regular cheddar, as opposed to shredded. I mean, that's
right.
Just part of the picture here, but what is this getting at big picture?
So the Democrats are opposed to this, and they're trying to portray this as sort of a nanny state move to have people shaming the poor or having the government dictate to the poor what they can buy and can't buy. And so they made a point early on in the process that under the WIC program, which is structured off of, you can buy mild cheddar cheese, but you can't buy sharp cheddar cheese. You can buy a block of mild cheddar cheese, but not shredded mild cheddar cheese. If your block of cheese is too large, you can't use the WIC benefit for that. Now, Republicans have addressed that issue by saying things like brands and packaging are not going to be restricted on this. But the Democrats say there's still just too much government interference with what's going on here, and that it's already hard when you're poor, and if you're going shopping, it shouldn't be more complicated by trying to figure out if you buy a particular item, does it count towards your two-thirds or not? If it does, how close to your two-thirds limit are you? And that it would just make it very impractical for people on these benefits.
What problem do Republican lawmakers see with food benefits that they're looking to solve with these restrictions on what people can buy and can't buy?
Well, they have cited a lot of anecdotal stories. They say that this is being abused, or that they've heard stories of abuse, or that they're concerned that there just aren't enough controls on it in general. They also have tried to address public benefits. You know, this is just one part of a larger package of bills. They also want to have drug testing for people on unemployment insurance. They want to have drug testing for people who get food share in many cases. Some have talked about having a photo on benefit cards so that people know at the grocery store that the person who's buying the groceries is the person who's supposed to get these benefits. They just say that there's a lot of money that's spent on these programs, and there should be good oversight of it.
Now, all of this comes at a time when we were fresh off the news from yesterday that there will not be a hike in revenue for the state, according to the latest estimates from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. So how is that being taken into account as we consider a program that looks like it will cost millions?
That's a definite challenge for this bill at this time. 2 years ago, the State Assembly passed a similar bill that was actually broader as to how food stamps could be used, or more restrictive as to how food stamps could be used. That passed the Assembly, but didn't even get taken up by the Senate, both controlled by Republicans. So we don't know where the Senate's going to be on this. The Assembly is going to vote on this bill next week, but I think you're going to see pretty tough scrutiny from the Senate, given the financial implications. We did in committee yesterday. One Republican joined the Democrats in voting against this. It's Adam Nylon, who said that he just thought it was too costly. Now, one thing the Republicans point out is that the way the bill is structured, you would have to get the federal government's approval to change how we do food stamps. So the bill actually says that the state would write a waiver and request from the federal government to get approval for that. If the federal government said that we could go ahead and put these restrictions in place, then it would go to our legislature's budget committee, and they would at that time determine whether to put it into place. At that stage, they would have a better handle on the costs, and they could figure out if they could have the money available to put this into place. Another thing advocates say is that any costs are really upfront on the software, and that there might be one-time expenditure, but then after that, maintaining the system, like other computer systems, would be less costly.
Are there other states who have asked for these kinds of restrictions from the federal government and gotten it?
Other states have asked. No one has gotten it yet.
Now, you said Democrats have used the phrase nanny states when it comes to this proposal. What else have they said?
Well, you know, they've raised concerns about the cost. They've said that this is really trying to stigmatize the poor, is what they say, that they're trying to make people embarrassed about having to get their benefits from the state. That's the essence of their arguments against it.
Patrick, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
We've been talking to Patrick Marley of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about a push by Republican state lawmakers to mandate that food stamp recipients buy what's defined as healthy food and not buy so-called luxury foods, foods that include shellfish. A cost estimate for the measure came out yesterday saying it would cost the state millions to put into place.
Now we'd like to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you support restrictions on how public food benefits can be used? What kind of restrictions, if any, do you think should be in place? Should the state consider encourage healthier eating in this way? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Now a check of the latest headlines with Kristen Durst from WPR News.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We just spoke to Patrick Marley of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about a measure that Republican lawmakers are moving through the legislature that would restrict what food stamp recipients can buy with their benefits. It would mandate that they buy mostly healthy food and not buy so-called luxury items like shellfish.
Yesterday, the measure was voted through the Assembly Public Benefit Reform Committee, and a cost analysis was released showing that would cost the state millions of dollars to implement.
And we'd like to hear from you on this at 800-642-1234. Do you support the measure? Do you receive SNAP benefits? And what do you think about this proposal? How would it change the way people using these benefits would have to grocery shop? Is this a good way to make people healthier, or does it cross a kind of line? Democrats saying this could turn Wisconsin into a nanny state. Well, what is your take? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. And we go first to Jamie. Jamie's joining us from Madison. Hi, Jamie.
Hi. I don't know if we have enough time in your entire show for my comments, so I'll try and keep it brief. I don't know that I think nanny state would be the appropriate term so much as dictatorship or police state, that we're trying to literally control what someone puts in their mouth. Sounds a little ridiculous, not to mention the price tag attached. However, what I'm really curious about is Wisconsin is home to 11 federally recognized Native American tribes who all administer some sort of food stamp food sharing program through the state. And given their sovereign status, I'm not sure that the state has the authority to force them into something like this or their members into that. So I would love to hear anybody's comment on that aspect.
All right. Thank you for your call, Jamie. Patrick Marley has left us, but thank you for raising those questions. Appreciate that. We're going to go next to Tanya in Winona, Minnesota. Hi, Tanya.
Hi.
Hi, what do you think?
Well, I think it's very simple. I've worked as a cashier in food stores for many years, and I continue to be astounded by the number of times, and it's a large number of times, that people have come through my checkout line using their EBT or their SNAP benefits with cartfuls of candy, chips, soda, absolute junk food. I rang up people who spent all of their food stamps for the month buying Easter candy at one point. And I really feel that if you need to be on food stamps, then you need to be on food stamps, not on junk food stamps. And, I mean, shellfish, luxury item, yeah, that's kind of potato to me. I'm thinking that they need to look at some wider restrictions on categorizing what kind of food is truly junk food and eliminating that.
Thank you for your thoughts, Tanya, and sharing your experience. We're going to go next to Cindy in Appleton. Cindy, hi.
Hi, I'm opposed to this ban on what people can eat. I think it's ridiculous, and I think we have much bigger fish to fry in the state of Wisconsin, and we could use that money for much better purposes than worrying about what people are eating.
All right. Well, thank you, Cindy. And we go next to Melody. Melody's joining us in Rockford, Illinois. Hi there.
Hi.
What are your thoughts?
I am living below the poverty line, liberal in Illinois. I absolutely support restricting what people who are receiving free food that I go to work for and pay for every day, what they can eat. Not only should they not be allowed to buy candy and soda and chips, high fat, high sugar foods, because it's not just a luxury, it's poor for their health. And then guess what else? The people who are receiving those benefits are also going to receive Medicaid for diabetes and other obesity related issues. So I have no problem with it. And I think in the long run, the initial cost will be high, but I think in the long run, you're going to get people off welfare because they don't want to be stigmatized. If you make it easier and easier for them to obtain this free stuff and easier for them to use it and also abuse it, then why wouldn't they take advantage of it? And I know many, many people that do get the benefit from these programs, and most of them smoke pot.
And we leave it there. Thank you, Melody. Appreciate your thoughts. We move next to Philip in Alcorn. Hi, Philip.
How you doing? Can you hear me all right?
Yep, you're good.
I think this is a horrendous bill. I don't think the person who introduced this bill even bothered to do a cost analysis of how much it would cost as opposed to how much it's going to save. This is nothing more than red meat for conservatives to jump on. He never did one study to indicate whether or not this is really a significant problem other than stories about I heard or she said or I thought I saw. And at a time when we're already scrambling for money just to put our schools, keep our schools open, this guy's going to propose this. It's a horrendous idea and nothing more than a lot of a waste of time and effort.
And Philip, it's anecdotal, but just based on some of the callers, one a cashier who said she saw people on food stamps buying a lot of Easter candy. Does that worry you, or do you think that there could be a way to encourage people to eat healthier with something maybe similar to this?
Well, I'll tell you what. If you want to encourage people to eat healthier, why don't we look at the school lunches? Now, that's a place where we could encourage people at a young age to start eating more fruits and vegetables. This is just a stigmatization of people who are already on food stamps, and nobody lives high on the hog on food stamps. And, yeah, if they want a bag of candy once in a while, far be it for me to say no, especially at Easter time.
All right. Well, thank you for your call, Philip. And a last call here from Chris in Cambria. Hi there.
Hi. Well, I do support the bill.
Uh-huh. And why?
Well, I think that there are some very good points about it. I think, though, that there should be more restrictions on it. My opinion is that it should be reserved for elderly people. I think that there are many, many young people who are abusing it. And instead of going out and finding employment and jobs and doing what you have to do to put food on the table, they're taking a free ride and they're abusing it.
Are you worried that this could stigmatize people, or that this is not the time to be looking for extra money in the budget?
I think that we should not be looking for extra money in the budget. I think that we should actually cut the program and just use it for the elderly or the sick, you know, terminally ill, things like that. I don't think it puts a stigma on people. You use it, you know. I don't think we look at poor in that way.
All right. Well, thank you for your call, Chris. Appreciate it. Thank you, everybody, for your calls. We've been talking about new proposed restrictions on how food stamp recipients can spend their benefits. You can continue this conversation over on the Central Time Facebook page.